Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here, and welcome back to Depression Fighter. Today, we're tackling something super crucial, building a support network that can actually make a difference when it comes to your mental health. Ever feel like you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders? You know, that feeling when stress starts piling up and everything feels just a little too much. Well, guess what? You don't have to go through this alone. We humans are social creatures, wired for connection, and having a solid support system can be seriously life-changing, especially when it comes to dealing with the ups and downs of life. Now, I know what you might be thinking, Hunter, I'm good at being independent, or maybe even, I don't have time for all that. But trust me on this one, building a support network isn't about becoming dependent on others, it's about creating a tribe of amazing people who lift you up when you're down and celebrate your victories alongside you. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you build a rock-solid support system for your mental health. First off, identify the types of support you need. Are you looking for someone to vent to? Someone who can offer advice and practical solutions? Or maybe you just crave a shoulder to cry on when things get tough? Figure out what kind of support would be most helpful for you. Next, cast your net wide. You might think the people closest to you automatically qualify as your support network, but don't limit yourself. Think about friends from different walks of life, colleagues who share your interests, or even online communities where you can connect with like-minded individuals. The more diverse your network, the richer it becomes. Remember, quality over quantity. It's not about having a massive number of contacts, it's about having genuine connections with people who truly care about you and who you feel comfortable being vulnerable with. Now, communication is key. Don't be afraid to express your needs clearly and honestly to the people in your life. Let them know what kind of support would be helpful for you, whether it's a listening ear, a distraction from daily stressors, or even just someone to go on a walk with. Remember, vulnerability is strength, not weakness. Finally, don't be afraid to invest in the relationships that matter. Make time for your loved ones, nurture those connections, and show them how much you appreciate their support. A little bit of effort goes a long way in building strong, lasting bonds. Think about that last stressful experience you had. Remember when you felt overwhelmed? You probably reached out to someone, right? Maybe it was a friend who listened patiently while you vented, or a family member who offered practical advice. That's the power of a support network. They become your anchor in the storm, helping you navigate those rough seas with grace and resilience. Let me tell you a story about this. My friend Sarah, she's an incredible artist but sometimes gets bogged down by self-doubt. It got to a point where she was doubting her abilities and almost giving up on her art altogether. But then, she started actively connecting with other artists online, sharing her work, participating in workshops, and engaging in honest conversations about the challenges they faced. Suddenly, Sarah wasn't alone anymore. She had a community of people who understood her struggles, celebrated her successes, and offered encouragement when she needed it most. She realized that by opening up to others, she was not only gaining support but also building a sense of belonging and purpose. So, remember, you are not alone in this journey. Building a support network for your mental health is an investment in your well-being, one that will pay dividends throughout your life. Identify the type of support you need, cast your net wide, prioritize quality connections, communicate openly, and invest in those relationships. You deserve to have people in your corner who cheer you on, lend a listening ear, and remind you of your strength when things get tough. Ready to take action? Make a list of 5 people you can reach out to today. Maybe it's a friend you haven't spoken to in a while, a family member you admire, or even a new acquaintance who seems like someone you could connect with on a deeper level. Take that first step towards building your support system, and remember, every connection counts. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing it, because spreading the message of hope and support is something we can all do together. Until next time, keep fighting the good fight.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.